Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is opening its latest temporary exhibit to the public tomorrow. Hank Willis Thomas, All Things Being Equal, is the first comprehensive mid-career survey of the conceptual artist's career, spanning 20 years of his work. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended yesterday's media preview, and she brings us this report.
The new exhibit begins in a hallway outside of the gallery. 16 28-foot-long blue banners hang from the ceiling. Thousands of white stars have been stitched into the fabric. It's like the American flag, but without the stripes. Allison Glenn, Associate Curator of Contemporary Art at Crystal Bridges, says Thomas's work can involve active viewing, and in this instance, guests are invited to walk among the suspended banners.
This work is called 14,719. And it is a series of banners that has 14,719 stars on them. Each of the stars represents a person killed by gun violence in 2018 in the United States.
This work, created specifically for the exhibition, sets the tone for the rest of the show. The Portland Art Museum commissioned the exhibit, and Julia Dolan, the minor white curator of photography at the Portland Art Museum, co-curated the exhibition. She says this particular piece was site-specific, but museums like Crystal Bridges are incorporating the banners into their unique spaces.
These stars, these banners have been so meaningful to our communities and in Portland, and I imagine that will be the same here, because I think when you hear a number like 14,719, it's hard to conceive, and it just becomes another number and something that as you're trying to move through your day, you just want to move past. But when you see a 2-inch star on a blue background, and then you see that 14,719 times in a very beautiful space and a contemplative space of a museum, it makes you feel about each individual that star represents. And no matter what you think about the Second Amendment, the reality in this country is that 14,719 people in 2018 lost their lives because someone used a gun as a weapon.
The exhibition features 91 of Thomas's artworks, including photography, sculpture, mixed media, paintings, video, and collaborative projects with other artists that examine racism and social justice.
Hank's work deals with the great tragedies and pain of racism and a racist history upon which our country is established. But Hank's work also celebrates freedom from oppression, resistance, black joy, and community. And what I think is so magnificent about Hank's work is he is able to hold both of these concepts at the same time. And he is able, through this exhibition, to demonstrate both of those concepts to us.
The exhibit is divided into 8 sections, one of which is called Branded. Allison Glenn, Associate Curator of Contemporary Art at Crystal Bridges, says for the past 15 years, Thomas has been looking at the ubiquity of brands and advertising. In this section, she says Thomas identifies motifs and brands and shifts our understanding of what they represent. An example is Absolute Door of No Return. In this piece, the outline of an Absolute vodka bottle resembles a doorway leading to a body of water.
Here, Hank is interspersed in this work an image from the Door of No Return in Gori Island. So the Door of No Return is the door that enslaved Africans went through before they boarded ships to come either to the Americas, the Caribbean, stops in a larger transatlantic slave trade. So there's one, I can definitely say, throughout Hank's larger practice, he creates these really seductive images. They draw you in. They're beautiful. They make you question things. And then he kind of hits you with the intense meaning. And in this particular work, I think it speaks very well to that.
Another section is dedicated to Thomas's Retro Reflectives series. With normal gallery lighting, guests only see part of the picture, which consists of a screen print applied over the same vinyl material used for reflective street signs. When light from a guest's cell phone's flashlight hits the glass beads embedded in the vinyl, the full image becomes visible.
And what this really does is provide an opportunity to see beyond the surface, not only materially, but also conceptually.
These works use archival images from apartheid South Africa, Nazi Germany, and from civil rights events in the United States. Thomas again takes old images and gives them a new perspective at the end of the exhibition. Four large photos featuring subjects like Rosario Dawson are special additions to the show at Crystal Bridges.
Hank decided to reimagine Norman Rockwell's iconic Four Freedoms. So you'll remember these paintings were created by Rockwell to visualize Franklin D. Roosevelt's Four Freedoms that he shared in the State of the Union. So it's freedom of speech, freedom from want, freedom from fear, and freedom of religion. So Hank created these and imagined what these four freedoms would mean to America today. And these four photographs really represent a different kind of America.
In the coming weeks, Crystal Bridges will be hosting four community conversations in different Northwest Arkansas cities, focusing on one of the four freedoms. Julia Dolan, co-curator of the exhibition, says the work of Hank Willis Thomas sparks some challenging conversations, but they're conversations worth having.
We, and I say this as a white person, we need to become more comfortable with discomfort, because if we are not having these conversations, we are not being truthful about the world that we live in today and the issues that continue to shape our country and our institutions and education and the human beings who we live with and we share space and time with every day.
Hank Willis Thomas, All Things Being Equal, is on display to the public tomorrow through April 20th. Tickets are $5, and general admission is free for members, veterans, and youth ages 18 and younger. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And after its run at Crystal Bridges, the exhibition will travel to the Cincinnati Art Museum. It will be on display there from July 10th through October 11th.